Hello?
Hey, Melly, it's Reed.
Hey.
Listen, you know we're supposed to put the show together?
Yeah.
Tillon, he got a kidney stone. I had to take him over to the hospital. They've got him on a bunch of medications now. He's kind of loopy. He's not really going to be able to function too well. I don't know what we're going to do. So, look, it's possible. Maybe we'll come up with something, but I'm looking at him right now, and he's just lying there, like, kind of staring at the TV. He seems to be happy as a clam, pressing the buttons, changing the TV and all that, but he's in La La Land, Melly.
Oh, my God. It's, like, so last minute.
I know, but I'm sure we'll come up with something. We came up with something last week. Just don't let Walter at the board again,
I'll try,
okay?
Yeah.
I just need you to make sure.
We'll keep an eye on him.
It'll be okay. I'm sure it'll be okay. He's fine. He's medicated. He's goofy and medicated. So I can only imagine what kind of dreams he's having in there. Probably dreaming about all the TV he's watching. I don't know. But anyway, we're gonna be fine somehow. I don't know how. We'll just have to make sure that we let Aria know. Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell her, and I'll keep an eye on the old man.
All right. That's good. All right. Well, I'll keep you posted as I know anything. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. What are we gonna do? Got to figure out how to put the radio show together. Somebody's got to watch Tillon.
Sir.
Yes.
We're gonna let him rest now. Can we ask that you wait in the waiting room?
Why?
The doctors will take good care of him.
But I'm a doctor. Why can't I stay?
Sir, it's a hospital ER policy.
Yeah, okay. Sure he's comfortably numb anyway.
That'll keep you going for the show. Come on. it's time to go. There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you say.
Listen to me. They've given you some medications for the pain. They're gonna make you a little wonky. Don't let it worry you. You're gonna be fine. I need to step out for just a little bit. Everything will be cool, okay? Why don't you just watch the TV in the meantime? The Oscars are on. I know you've been staring at it. I don't know how much is really sinking in. The meds are pretty strong. But listen, I'll be back. The Oscars are on the best song, so why don't you just watch that? Don't worry if it starts getting a little weird in the head. You'll be fine.
And the Oscar goes to Falling Slowly from Once.
Have a choice, you've made it now.
Honey Badger don't care. Honey Badger smacks the shit out of it. The snake comes back and lashes right at the Honey Basher. Little does the Honey Badger know, FYI, that it's been stung. It's been bitten by the snake. So while it's eating the snake, ew, that's disgusting. Meanwhile, the poisonous venom is seeping through the Honey Badger's body, and it passes out. Look at that sleepy fuck. Now the Honey Badger is just going to pass out for a few minutes, and it's going to get right back up and start eating all over again, because it's a hungry little bastard. Look at this. Like nothing happened. Honey Badger gets right back up and continues eating the cobra. How disgusting. But of course, what does a Honey Badger have to eat for the next couple of weeks? Cobra.
Where are all the single people on VH? They're on Voice Hollywood Voice. It's the best way to meet other exciting local singles. And it's so easy. Record a greeting.
Hello all, and welcome to Voice Hollywood Voice Star. This is Rochelle Euler. I love music and singing and stars. I'm outgoing and I'm the AX idol.
Exchange messages. Voice Hollywood Voice. It's exciting, fun, totally confidential, and it's always free to call. And the best part? There are hundreds of local singles on Voice Hollywood Voice right now. So don't delay. I'm waiting for you.
Must be 18 years of age or older. Carry your long-distance charger in your pocket.
The dress is Chanel, the shoes YSL, the bag is Dior, a gent provocateur. My address to T, LA by the way, above Sunset Strip, the hills all the way. My ring's off by Webster, it makes their heads twirl. They all say, darling, what did you do for those pearls? What? I am a good girl. Age I adore, the day oh no more. Breakfast, polo lounge, and pools at the shore. The chateau, the cocktails, the courtyard at night. Downtown is for dinner, the hell is divine. You know I have found what's gone around. They all say my feet never do touch the ground. What? I am a good girl. But I am a good girl. Yeah. I am on a boat. Motherfucker, take a look at me. Straight flowing on a boat on the deep blue sea. Busting 5 knots when whipping up my coat. You can't stop me, motherfucker. Cause I'm on a boat.
My heart is pierced by Cupid. I disdain all glittering gold. There is nothing can console me but my jolly sailor boat. Come all you pretty fair maids, whoever you may be, who love a jolly sailor boat that plows the raging sea. My heart is pierced by Cupid, I disdain all glittering gold. There is nothing can console me but my jolly sailor boat. My heart is pierced by Cupid, I disdain all glittering gold. There is nothing can console me but my jolly sailor boat.
I hope you're satisfied.
Satisfied? I am sick. I am sick to my stomach.
After the day I've had today, I don't give a damn about how you feel.
Oh, that is just perfect, Aria. Have you ever cared about anybody but yourself? What Aria wants, what Aria needs, you're nothing but a common tramp.
I don't need to take this, not from you.
Oh, and that's perfect, too. You couldn't keep your hands off him. You couldn't keep your body off him. You drug him into bed, and now, because of you, he could be lying there, dying.
Oh, yeah. I dragged Dylan into bed, kicking and screaming.
Oh, you've never changed, do you? Look, you've finally done it. I hope you're happy. You finally almost killed him.
You want to talk about who's responsible? The doctor said the stress.
The stress? You want to talk about stress?
No. You know what? I don't have to put up with this. He chose me. Get over yourself.
Funny. Did you hear that? Funny. Yeah, the guy said, honey, you're a funny girl. That's me. I just keep there. Doubled in half, and though I may be all wrong with time, I'm good for a laugh. I guess it's not funny. Life is far from sunny. When the laugh is over and the joke's on you, ought to have a sense of humor. That's one thing you really need for sure. Funny girl. how it ain't so funny. Funny, good.
Melly.
No, it's Walter, you schmuck.
Okay. Where's Melly?
I don't know. Am I her keeper or something? Oh, wait. People get in trouble for saying stuff like that.
Okay. Walter, is Melly around?
No, I haven't seen her. But somebody called about your show.
What do you mean somebody called about my show?
I don't know. I was at the mixing board.
I said don't play with the mixing board. Come on, we had this talk already.
Ah, what do you know? You're such a youngster. Anyway, I was at your mixing board, and all of a sudden, the computer goes ring, 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 ring. I thought it was the toilet bowl or something. I didn't know. I was like, Edwina, back in bowl. Get it? Did you see that movie? Oh, you're too young, you schmuck. Anyway, the thing rang. I don't know. But Melly, she comes over, and she says, oh, Walter, it's this Skype thingy. What do I know from Skype? I'm from the old country. There's no such thing as Skype in the old country.
Walter, could you please get to the point?
I don't know. Why do I put up with you anyway? It was something about the other team being sick. Maybe them being blue. I'm not really sure.
Walter, this is kind of important. What exactly is it that you heard about the other team?
Seriously, I don't remember. There was something about a call, and then something about her running out and having to tell Dylan something, but I'm not sure. Maybe Yvonne? Yes, I think that's it. I think Yvonne.
Wait. Are you telling me that we... How do you know we won? I mean, where do you get this intent? Where do you get this kind of information from? There's no way you can know that we won.
What? I can't be part of the rumor mill? Of course I can. And I need to go because I need to go and make my cheesecake for Valk. Oi, Valk, she loves that cheesecake. I gotta make her cheesecake every day. She's very demanding about this. But boy, is it going to get me in with Valk. I think it's the best thing since sliced... Huh! Since sliced cheesecake. That's what it is. It's the best thing since sliced cheesecake.
Okay. Bye. Wow. What just happened?
Wow. What a crazy... crazy series of dreams that was.
Dylan, I gotta confirm it, but... Walter just told me that... Look, you're not going to believe this, but Walter just told me that we won.
Whoa.
I'm not sure where he gets his info, though.
We won?
Look. Hold on a second. I don't know. This is just the rumor that I've heard. And Walter is notoriously not good with information. But it looks like it's possible. So I'm going to tell you what. Since you're better and you're awake, hopefully that kidney stone is looking better. But since you're not having any of these symptoms anymore, why don't we just like wrap up the show right here and we'll just call it quits. And if it's true, if the rumor is true that we've won, awesome. That's great. So everybody out there, vote for our team. If the show is still happening, listen to both shows. But otherwise, if it's not happening anymore, woo! Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been a great time. We're glad Dylan's back in action. Good night.